it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Mobcraft on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
It is the Friday edition of Scalzo and Brust. 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN in Madison. We are presented by Mob Craft Brewing. I'm Gabe Neitzel, your cousin sub of the day, in for Greg Scalzo. Takes more off days than any person I have ever known. Along with Ben Brust,
That's not true. That is not true. Josh DiMaggio and I had the pleasure of working side by side with none other than the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson, the producer of Wilde and Tausch. I mean, dentist appointment, doctor's appointments, bachelor parties. What am I missing? A toothache?
There was the time he did get the old virus, too.
Yeah, he was the first of. He misses more time than anybody, but Greg's on a good run recently.
Greg, like Gabe, have worked here for
forever.
A million years, since as long as we've all been alive somehow. They came out the womb and signed a GKB contract. So, yeah, like you, Gabe, who I imagine you just don't use your vacation time.
I am terrible. Yeah. I'm actually taking a week off next week. And I'm still not going to come. Like, after that, I'll be golfing for the majority of it, Monday, Thursday, Friday, probably at some point Tuesday, Wednesday. But just, I'm just taking the week off because I have this vacation
time. We were at a company get-together, and you wore the shirt that said I'd rather be golfing, and I saw you three times that day, and I'm not going to lie, it kind of hurt my feelings. Like, seeing you once with that shirt and during the day, I'd be like, okay, it's kind of a funny shirt. And then when you see someone three times and it basically spells out you, they don't want to see you, I'm like, ah. I don't like that.
Yeah, but I do want to see you today. I'm happy to be here. Happy to still be filling in.
I am a bundle of energy right now. I don't know if you guys know this. I know Josh knows this, but Gabe, manic Ben Brust is a thing, and I feel the man. Like, it's in my veins. Like, I'm ready to bounce off the walls, out of my seat.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I just haven't been doing enough like energy wasting. I haven't taken the dog for enough walks, maybe.
Okay.
we can't track why these happen. Yeah.
They just pop up.
It can happen in the middle of a show. It could be a normal show, and next thing you know, you get the manic energy.
Like, I'm just smiling ear to ear. Let's have a Friday on Scalzo and Brust. Here's also part of the reason why. Josh DiMaggio, I don't know why I'm being nice to, our fabulous producer, has jams galore on Fridays. When we come back from break, he plays the best music in the world. Why would I be upset? It's a nice Friday. We're pals. We're talking about sports and stuff and I'm just in one of those modes.
Spoiler alert, I don't know how much extra sports we're going to talk about today because
adjacent.
Yeah, we're going to be adjacent because here's where I want to start today. The Brewers are adding to their pitching staff, which you would think would be sports. They picked up veteran left-hander Daniel Norris from the Detroit Tigers. What the Brewers gave up is irrelevant because I want to talk about Daniel Norris. I don't want to talk about the pitches he throws or how he plans on getting guys out.
Or that he's left-handed.
I mean, although left-handed people tend to be a little bit more out there, tend to be a little bit more creative side.
Is that true?
That's like right brain, left brain, which I don't know if is real science, but I don't trust a lefty.
Me either.
What about somebody who writes right but then does other things lefty?
Even more fishy.
Yeah, that really makes the antennas perk up. I'm not too sure what to take with that.
All right, well,
Pick a side.
You can't trust me. But Daniel Norris is probably the most interesting person in baseball because this dude spends his off seasons living in a Volkswagen.
And it's not just you proclaiming the most interesting man in baseball, correct?
Correct. There have been stories written about him. He describes himself as a minimalist. So during the offseason, he lives in a 1978 Volkswagen van, which leads me to ask the question to the Scalzo and Brust family, 800-990-3776. How long could you live out of a van? Because that's what this dude does during his off season. He lives in a van in California. He goes out surfing. He drives. He goes to his gym, his workout place, gets his workout stuff done, goes back out, does more surfing, and then, like, again, he just, like, lives out of the van. This is where he sleeps. This is where he eats.
That was where my head went first, right? If you're going to ask me how long I can live in a van, let's just say a half a day. That's probably how long my cap is. But I do want to know, my first thing was, if they're eating in the van, does this van have electricity? Does it have an outlet? Does it have a microwave? Does it have a TV? Does it have a gaming system? Does it have cable? Like, there's a lot of questions that I have. But as it's in definition of minimalist, I feel like I'm already going way too far of amenities in this van.
I can see this. Like, you know, this is like a whole lifestyle thing, and it's almost like taken off in popularity, especially like in the TikTok world since that's all debuted, where people will like retrofit even like a cargo van that is often used for like work vans, and they'll make like a bed that has a sink and then like a tiny little stove that has those small propane tanks that you attach to it. So like, you have a lot of the things you need, but it's all extremely minimal in the sense of you have like one fork, one spoon, one knife, because you just don't have room for all this stuff. So like, and all of your space is being like double used. So under your bed is where you keep your clothes, or if you have a bike, stuff like that.
Josh, you sound like you could live there for a year. You could do this.
I've romanticized this idea and living like this quite a bit. Now, I don't know in practice how well I would do it. The like solitary aspect of it and being alone and not having a lot of things, I could do that without a problem. I've begun as I have moved a lot in my life to just get rid of more and more things. I don't need things. I just need clothes and books, basically.
But I mean, you don't even need that many clothes, right?
Oh, I mean, as you guys can tell, I wear probably the same 7 things and then just rotate them which day I wear them throughout the next week.
So there are pictures of Daniel Norris from a 2015 ESPN story. And so he's holding a pan outside of his van. I don't know if that means he like had a fire outside and that's like he's just cooking over the fire. But there's also a picture of him like, so he's got a beard, but he's just like shaving off the neck beard part with an axe.
No.
I think that might just be for effect.
Yes, like, yes, yeah. Yes. That is 100% okay. For effect. Well, but I can tell you this right now.
I would have believed it.
I bet he's used the axe for things that aren't, you know, untypical. Like he's used it to cut a chicken bone or whatever. You know.
Like the axe is there. He's going to overuse it because it's the sharpest thing he's got. He's probably cut a chicken bone. He's probably sliced a chicken breast, whatever he's going to be making over the fire with. It's just replacing a knife, basically. But I would not last very long. Like living out of a van. Like this is what this. I gotta believe you would be very limited in what you're going to be able to eat, like what you're going to be able to actually make out of this van over a fire, like just for starters. And I mean, so he does go to the gym every day. Is that where he's doing most of his showering? Does he just does he go the number two in the woods?
This guy's favorite tree. If he's a baseball player, if he's smart, he's going on all these road trips and he's stealing all the shampoos and conditioners from the cart in the hotel.
You brought up the one thing that would be the biggest problem for me is using the bathroom. Like if using public bathrooms and all that are just not my style. And like, I know going to the gym can certainly help, but like, sometimes you have emergencies middle of the night. What do? Just hope you're near some sort of public bathroom?
Are you serious right now? Is your emergency number two that you're talking about in the middle of the night? I've never had an emergency number two in the middle of the night. But if you have an emergency number one, he could adapt my Gatorade bottle theory.
Well, I'm sure he just probably jumps out his van and pees wherever. But, late
that's
at night,
easy.
You
that's
got one you're not expecting. Well, there's not many people around.
Wait, you're telling me you haven't had so much to drink that at some point there's an emergency number two situation?
And I have many tummy issues, but once this guy... I mean, I just slept through the tornado the other day, or the derecho. Once I fall asleep, there ain't no waking me up.
That's interesting.
I feel like you're not a... Like, if you're living in a van, there's a...
And I live in a van down by the river.
And I didn't know that reference.
No. No, if you're living in a van, like, there's a lot of times that are going to be unideal to use a bathroom. And when it's 24/7, and, like, what if it's raining really hard? You just have to go walk through, get soaked? It's 9 p.m.?
Honestly, one of my biggest fears is having that emergency number two situation on an airplane. Like, that is one of my worst fears that I have.
You've never gone number two on an airplane?
No, I haven't.
You have?
I had that streak going for probably 27 years. I'd say I've gone twice now in the last 3 years on an airplane. I mean, I didn't want to.
No, I mean, again, if you got, you got to do, it's there for emergency uses only.
And that's the thing. The worst part about emergency use on an airplane is typically people are shuffling in and out of those.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know what you're walking into.
No.
I've walked into a post-emergency use, and I've been that person now, and I'm not proud of it.
Shame when you walk out.
Oh, absolutely.
I got to imagine the shame factor.
Well, I mean, most of the poor flight attendants, right? They're back there, they're grinding, they're working. You open up that thing, and if it gets out there, like, they know. They know.
I've, like, never even considered the idea on a plane. I obviously, there's an emergency where you don't have an option, but I would go through hell.
Is it
just
weird
to make sure I didn't have to
that
do
you
that.
Can like trick your body like and like train your body mentally like that you just have to program it like for these 4 hours I'm on this flight to Las Vegas like you can't do this and like you survive like,
yeah.
I don't know how that works but recently I've not been able to mentally tell myself I guess that I
it's
can't
become
go
mentally
on the plane.
Weak
very weak
mentally
yes.
weak how long would you last on it living in a van. Because the newest Milwaukee Brewer, Daniel Norris, that's what he does during his offseason. It began when he was in the minor leagues. Like, this is what he did when he was a minor leaguer. A 1978 Volkswagen camper. But, like, camper makes it seem, if you see pictures of this, it makes it seem bigger than it actually is.
Yeah, it's just the classic, the VW bus you're all thinking of.
Yes.
That's exactly what he has.
Have you seen Forrest Gump, right? You know, they got the van, right? The Volkswagen van?
I guess that's not the first place my mind goes.
I just think of hippies. Yeah, let's just be honest.
You know what? You're not inaccurate. You're 100% correct. This van makes an appearance in Forrest Gump.
Okay, good.
Are you guys, like, road trip guys at all? Like, Are you past that? Because, I mean, flying's the easier, quicker way to do it. But I do love having some buddies, some pals hanging out and just, like, going on a road trip and you have a great time. You listen to good tunes.
Josh, I totally agree here. Because let's think about it this way. The way I think of I'm not a person who could show up at the airport, like, 10-15 minutes before you're supposed to board because the anxiety I would have and the mental stress I would have of like, am I going to make it? Like, is not worth it. I would rather go drive 6 hours than fly the 45 minutes. Because if you think about the time that it takes for you to find the ride or get dropped off at the airport, go through security, wait, get on the plane, taxi to the runway, then the flight time, then landing, it ultimately is that like hour or two difference just from flying. But I would rather be with pals, with snacks, with, you know, whatever I want in a comfortable place where I'm not jammed in a tube in 30,000 feet in the air.
Greg, Gabe, I do want your answer on what your thoughts on road trips. But also, we have a whole topic we can get into here on best road trip snacks. And like what, if you were to take your favorites, because when you go on a road trip, you need multiple snacks. You can't just grab one thing and go for it. You got to have a roster.
Oh, that is 100% correct.
Yeah.
That is 100% correct.
We did mention Jesse Nelson as the hall monitor. He likes to do. And now it's time for my power rankings.
Should we draft snacks?
I think we might have to.
We're going to draft snacks, plus continue to take your texts and calls on how long you think you could last living in a van, much like Brewers' newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers, Daniel Norris, does during the offseason. That's all coming up next on Scalzo and Brusk.
And I live in a van down by the river.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brusk.
All right, so first off, you're talking about stealing wives. Now, my wife left me for my best friend.
Hold on, slow down. Your wife left you for your best friend? How did that happen?
Well, they hung out a little bit, and I wasn't aware.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Like we're still 17, I'm gonna break the
Friday, Scalzo and Brust, presented by Mob Crafts.
What's this one called?
This is 17 by MK.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember any of them?
Nope. No. I texted him on the weekend and I asked him the exact same question.
It drives me bonkers. I send him these songs so often.
I've got a couple of them in my playlist, but this is one I will text you this weekend, unless we're hanging out, but that's TBD.
We'll see.
You actually think you're going to hang out with Josh DiMaggio this weekend?
I don't know.
That's an elusive get.
Well, that's the thing. I'm the elusive get, wouldn't you say, Joshy?
Recently, I invited Ben to when Gabe and I hung out with some teammates around the station this weekend. Ben no-showed.
You didn't tell me Gabe was there.
Well, I mean,
You want you to be there.
I want you to be there because of me, not because of everyone else.
All right.
Man, I didn't realize that Ben was the elusive one, because usually, I mean, if Josh commits to something via text, it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything?
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
That's good to know.
So if you are trying to, you know, you're throwing that, you know, little fishing line out, trying to reel in a Josh DiMaggio to come hang out, if he says, yeah, I'll be there, you can't actually believe it until he's
there. You just need to keep following up about, like, when you leaving, what time are you going to get there?
No, that's a good way to get me not to show up.
Really? Yeah. So what do you do if he says yes? You just hope and pray?
Pretty much. I mean, it depends upon if you actually want him there or not. If you actually want him there, then yes, hope and pray. But the best way to want to get him there is to be indifferent whether or not he's there. And then when he shows up, you have a good time. But you can't let him know that
you
actually care that he's there.
What about FOMO? Like, oh, here's us taking shots, you know?
Josh doesn't really get that. Josh is one of the few people I know that doesn't have that fear, because Josh just wants
to
do whatever Josh wants to do. Oh, he absolutely
I am the party.
See?
What?
He thinks he's...
You're not the party!
You should have seen me putting on a show this past weekend.
I missed it!
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Josh can put on a show. I will admit that. So, as much as it pains me to actually say that.
Also, part of the elusiveness, Gabe, is I'm scared. I hear he's kind of, you know, a fun
guy. Oh, he's a good time.
Guy.
Yeah, no, Josh is a good time. You'll have a good time,
I've also seen him on Mondays when he goes out, and if that's going to be me, I don't want that.
Well, that usually only happens when he accidentally goes out on Sundays.
Ah, accidentally.
I've accidentally gone out on Sundays way too much.
Like, he goes hard on a Saturday, decides he's not going to do anything Sunday. Next thing you know, he's out at, Brady Street until 1:30 a.m.
It sneaks up on you. And sometimes you forget that it's Sunday because everything's mashed together.
Your excuses are just poor right now.
I mean, everybody's forgotten it's a Sunday once or twice in their life,
no? Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh forgets it's Sunday like once or twice on that Sunday.
You know what? Here's the thing, is you're exactly right. Like, there's been times like where I go out on a Saturday, I wake up on a Sunday and I don't want it to be Sunday.
Right.
And then I'll just place a massive bet on a sports game and it gives me a reason to start drinking really early. And the next thing you know, you're like, why am I going to stop drinking?
Well, yeah, I mean, once you pass the mark, I might as well keep going because I'm going to be hungover regardless.
Yeah, and at least we drink some really good Mob Craft Brewery beers, and you can crowdsource the latest Mob Craft beer by going to Mob Craft Brewery in Walker's Point. You can get on the Wall of Fame. They have a wonderful beer right now that you can get, and you should stop on in one of their off-premise locations of Hy-Vee. You got Woodman's, you got Metro Market, all the great places in the world. You can pick up your beer, get a six-pack of Mob Craft today. It is absolutely delicious, folks. Love me some Mob Craft beer. At Walker's Point, stop in the tap room, pick up some pizza, pick up some beer. Go there before a Brewers game. They just made moves for our guy. What's his name?
Daniel Norris?
Yes. I mean, that's how we got to this road trip and living in a van thing.
You didn't do a great job of connecting it. I had to think about it.
I nailed that connection. You guys both looked at me. That was crazy.
But we are talking about the newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers, Daniel Norris, one of the more interesting people in baseball, not because he's left-handed, not because he came from the Detroit Tigers, but because during the offseason, and he did this in the minor leagues as well, he lives in a 1978 VW camper. He is a minimalist. This is how he chooses to live. It makes him very, very fascinating, which has led us to the question of, A, how long could you live in a van like Daniel Norris does during the offseason, and B, we have now arrived at a point where we're talking about road trips. And when you talk about road trips, you naturally have to talk about road trip snacks. So we are going to have our very own Scalzo and Brust road trip snack draft.
It's the only appropriate music for a draft. Did you pick an order? Did you flip a coin? How do we got this?
Well, need to turn that on. We can start however we want. I do want... Hey, Alex Stroff, are you there? Can you give us a proper intro here? Some big voice with that wonderful voice of yours.
Sure thing, Chicken Wing. I couldn't quite find Jesse Nelson, so you're stuck with me, unfortunately. But we're on the road again. I hope somebody grabbed Cheetos. It's time for the Scalzo and Brust Road Trip Snacks Draft.
Thank you. Ben,
it's official now.
You're welcome.
Ben, why don't you start us off and we'll just go clockwise here in the game.
The rules are you have to have one snack, one candy, and one drink. That is the one thing that we have established. One snack, one candy, one drink.
I know what the number one seed is, but I'm not going with the number one seed. Whoa. Gardettos. Absolutely delicious. It's multifaceted. You got the pretzels. You got the different things mixed in. They got the rye chip. I mean, like, the way the Gardettos mix together in that bag. They also have different types of flavors of Gardettos. I'm an original guy, but Gardettos go number one for me.
Ben definitely eats all the rye chips when there's a shared Gardettos.
I can see him be a skip the rye chip guy.
Oh God, a rye chip plus a pretzel is heaven.
You
got
to combine flavors. You have to.
Yep. Have to with the Gardetto.
Gardetto was third on my list, by the way, for the traditional snack. So.
Of your best available.
Yes, correct.
Well, I'm glad you passed on my number one on top of the board. I'm going combos. Combos.
Wow, I still feel like I'm winning.
Snack. Wow. Combos.
You left
are the
Josh's number one on the best available, if I had to guess.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm gonna employ some draft strategy. Both of you have your snacks now, so I can wait to the third round and still get what I want here.
No!
So I'm gonna go over to the drink category.
Here, how about this? We'll just snake it. You can take your snack, and then we can go to drink, and you can lead us off.
Perfect. All right. My snack is the Fritos. The spiral... What are they called?
The
barbecue? Yeah.
The Flavor Twist Honey Barbecue.
Flavor Twist Honey Barbecue.
Love those.
No one went with beef jerky?
Too stinky in the car.
Yeah. Stinks up the car.
Beef jerky's a scene.
Are sunflower seeds a snack?
That gets tricky, too. Like, especially because during the road trip, I want to be the driver.
I want to be the driver as well. It's definitely a messy snack, but I know a lot of people road trip with seeds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely do. I guess I would put that. That would be in this category. It would be the snack.
I wouldn't put it as a snack. We're not drafting this category. I would put it as miscellaneous. Almost like gum.
It's a miscellaneous, yeah.
Like the Lifesavers, like mints. I would put that in the miscellaneous category.
I like that as well, because sometimes, like in my car, I'll just have a bag of sunflower seeds just laying around. You just grab them, pop a few in, just on your way.
All right, so to recap round one of our road trip snacks, I have Gardettos. Gabe has combos, and Joshy has the one that he struggled to come up with the name with of Fritos that were barbecue flavored.
You know them when you see
them. But they do have to be the twist.
Flavor Twist Honey Barbecue.
Twist like somehow makes the Frito better. Yep. I have yet to figure out the science behind it, but I understand where Josh is going. What is your drink, Mr. DiMaggio?
My drink, I'm happy to get my first overall. Comes in a giant can. It has a golfer on it. It's the Arnold Palmer. It's 99 cents.
Oh, man, he stole it right from underneath me.
Flavor's delicious. The value's delicious. Great-looking can. It is a bit cumbersome in a car, but we'll take that with the price and with the taste.
See, now I'm left scrambling here on the drink part.
You got to have a backup.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. I thought I'd be able to sneak away and just steal the Arnold Palmer for all the reasons that Josh said. It's the biggest bang for your buck.
Stop
it's a
helping
giant
him win the draft.
Honestly, it's the best thing. Out
Shut
there.
Up.
I guess if push comes to shove, I am now going to go to the 32-ounce Gatorade because then it can also double if you have the Ben Brust experience. You can use it for that. If you have sunflower seeds, you can use it to spit the sunflower seeds in. So I am going to go with the large 32-ounce Gatorade.
Am I the only one who's going to go with a soda here? I mean, like...
So unhealthy.
No crap, but we're on a road trip. We're not thinking about our health.
Calories don't count on road trips.
Yeah, we're not,
everyone
like, stopping off on the side of the road doing jumping jacks.
Maybe you should.
Wild Cherry Pepsi. Absolutely delicious to wash down the Gardettos, the fizz, the double flavor. Like, there's just something about a Wild Cherry Pepsi on the road that just tickles my fancy.
I don't have a lot to say about that one.
Well, you don't know good drink.
Now, I do like that you added the flavor. And the the caffeine element does play.
I'm
traditionally like a coffee guy, so like I'll walk out of the
with
gas
a drink
station
and a coffee.
Yes. I'm double barreled.
The tough part about the road trip coffee is you're stopping at a gas station, and most gas station coffee
not good
is awful.
That's exactly where I was.
There's a certain major Starbucks will do like traditional coffees, like a cold brew. That's a good way to go because you can seal too, and you don't have to worry about spillage.
And so to round it out now, I will snake back with the candy.
Correct.
I'm going to go with Sweet Tart Mini Chewies.
Okay.
You know the little circular balls, red,
I don't think
yellow,
I've ever had it.
Orange.
I don't think I've ever had the thing he's describing.
I don't know it either.
It's the best. That's how you win the draft. You just call your draft the best.
I am a fan of this candy bar, but when you buy the candy bar, it breaks into 1,000 different pieces, despite being delicious. But they have now made them in a bag in bite-sized form, and I'm going with the Butterfinger Bites. The Butterfinger Bites as my candy.
I do, so I like the bite option, but the Butterfinger gets stuck in my teeth too much, and I don't like digging in on a road trip with that in my teeth.
Okay. I have just yet to find a Bites candy that matches up to, like, the regular candy, you know what I mean?
Flavor does change.
Yeah.
It's different. It's just not the same. So you lost points there. Even though I selected a Minis, which is also an abridged version of the Sweet Tarts.
And it's chewy, which is not actually sweet. You're double mixed up. All right, with my pick, I'm going to go with a classic. When it comes to candy, I'm typically like, I go towards the chocolate end. But on a road trip, it's different. I don't want to deal with melting, sticking my hand in a bag, and then I have chocolate over my hand. I'm going with the Swedish Fish. Swedish Fish are my pick. You can get them
bland.
Oh, they're delicious.
They don't have too much flavor.
Yeah, bland.
What? Not a lot of flavor. Yeah. It's a flavor punch.
Nah. I'm not.
You had a good thing going there, Josh.
You really did.
He basically just canceled out his Arnold Palmer drink right there with the Swedish Fish play.
Absolutely did.
That I couldn't disagree more.
Alex Strofe, we send it to you. This is just one opinion. Scalzo and Brust family, feel free to chime in on the talk and text line 800-990-3776. Who won, Alex Strofe?
You're giving him grief? I think Joshy wins.
Yeah.
Swedish Fish?
Swedish Fish, Arnold Palmer, and...
That's a delicious candy.
And the,
the
Fritos Honey Barbecue Spirals.
He didn't even know his snack that he was drafting.
I got stage fright.
For the first time in his life, he got stage fright. Now he's just lying. He's lying through his
sympathy vote, maybe.
Gabe and I got tied for
first. You already won.
Yeah. No, Gabe and I tied for first. Josh is behind us.
I'm going to put this on the poll. Let the Scalzo and Brust family decide.
All right. So you can vote for that at Scalzo and Brust. When we come back, going to go through a little 1 or 0. Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Here's the thing. I watched a different kid catch a ball later in the game in his mitt. And the crowd, like, gave him high fives. They were all excited for him. I didn't really get the same reaction when I caught it and gave it to the kid because they probably saw the kid on the ground. Yeah, Josh, shut up. I'm having a self-realization here, and I don't need that overarching judgment that you give me.
Interesting.
So. Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Across ESPN Wisconsin, Gabe Nutschel in for Greg Scalzo. I am your cousin Sub of the Day, along with Ben Brust. Right now, at Scalzo and Brust on Twitter, you can vote for the winner of our road trip snack draft that we had in honor of Daniel Norris, who lives in a VW camper during the off-season. Also curious if you want to weigh in how long you could live in a van. My answer is not very long.
Mine's, I probably couldn't do a day.
Did you guys never watch, like, Into the Wild and dream of living off the grid in a situation like that where you're kind of just existing,
negative,
doing your own thing?
Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Yeah, not really.
Never appealed to you?
No. Like, my friends go camping. I don't even understand the appeal of, like, camping.
Now, admittedly, I'm not a huge camping guy because I don't like the idea of, like, going, putting everything up and taking it down a few days later in, like, the unideal situation.
So you need it to be permanent.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to commit to it. None of this half-stepping around.
So. None of this half?
No.
No, no. You can't half-ass it with camping. It's no, all or nothing. Much like one or zero, which we do right now.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Myself and Ben Brust, we are the contestants. Our host for this part of the program is Josh DiMaggio. He will ask us a question. We will answer it with a one or a zero. One is yes, a zero is no. Because as the Open mentioned, life is binary. Comes down to yes or no.
Today is National Talk in an Elevator Day. One or zero. You talk to strangers in the elevator.
From an overall perspective, one, I mean, if since there is no gray area, I'm not every time I don't talk to somebody in there, but like I want to. I go into the elevator wanting to talk to the other person because it's awkward. It's an awkward situation if you don't. If you don't talk, everyone's just thinking, should I talk to that person? Should I not talk to that person? So maybe I just convinced myself I should talk to that person. But also, some people may not want to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, people talk to me in the elevator. Have I talked to people in the elevator? Yes. Do I initiate the conversation? No, I am a zero here. The elevator is, I don't know, it's just like an awkward, you just have to live with the awkwardness. It's not going to be very long. Like, what kind of conversation? Hey, how you doing? Like, I don't need that in my life.
How was your day? Yeah. Did you have a good day?
The conversation's too brief to mean anything.
But, like, there's some satisfaction that I get out of leaving the elevator and telling that person, you know, have a good day. You know? Because of that, in that short time, that even if we had that meaningless conversation, now I get to say have a good day, and like that makes me feel like I had a good interaction in the elevator versus like, oh, nah, let's just stand here and act like no one wants to say anything, it's awkward, and then I walk out and like it's still awkward.
No. You walk into the elevator, if somebody's in there, you give them the head nod, they give you the head nod, you push the button, and you go about
your I think you can read body language, too, if
I'll
they want to.
I'll give them a have a good day, even if we rode the elevator in silent. Like, as if they're on there and I get off, like, have a good one.
So that's your way of saying, thank you for not talking to me.
Yes. Correct. Yes. And I mean, I very purposefully wear headphones literally everywhere I go, just so I don't have to strike up conversation. And then when someone talks to me, you have to do like the click of the headphone to be like, what'd you say? Can I hear you again? Hate that move. Hate it. One or zero. You talk to people at the urinals.
One. I did it today.
What is going on? So this should be a zero across the board.
What?
This should be a zero across the board. But I am shocked at the number of teammates who occupy this building at Radio City in Milwaukee who will talk to me when I walk into the bathroom. Like, at what point did it become okay to talk in the bathroom? No. You go in, you do your business, you wash your hands, and you leave. There's no conversating at the urinal.
Why? Everyone pees. Everyone poops. If you're in there, we're all doing the same thing.
Especially if I've had a few mob crafts, I'll chat at the urinal. I'll be a chatter.
So
just because I got some
liquid
confidence.
You're a tipsy chatter.
Yeah.
No, I mean, at work, if I see someone I know, I mean, we got a divider at our urinals. It's not like, you know, it's like, I think that helps the awkwardness.
Are you like turning and talking to them, or are you still staring straight forward?
You talk to the wall.
You talk to the wall.
Okay. Yeah.
If you do a full head turn and look at them, you can't be trusted.
I don't think you can be trusted if you're talking inside the urinal.
I can't wait to see you in the bathroom.
You should just follow him if he leaves. If he leaves during the show at all during break,
I was gonna get a fresh bottle of water. That ain't happening.
I can't wait to follow him to the water room too.
The water room, the washroom, bathroom.
Well, he said he was gonna need water. Okay, but that's still not the water room. It's the break room.
Okay, the Chicago Cubs traded away what seems to be their whole team between Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, and Craig Kimbrell, 1-0. Being a Chicago sports fan is the worst city to be a sports fan in.
Is this just a personal shot at Ben? Is that what this was all about?
And just anyone who likes Chicago stuff around here.
I mean, I'm still going to say zero. I mean, like, it's still a cool experience to go to Wrigley Field. Soldier Field's an absolute dump, so I can't say anything good about Soldier Field. But, like, I don't know. Utah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like a random place where you'd be a sports fan.
Aside from the Cubs World Series, the past 20 years haven't been that. Well, there was
the Blackhawks,
and the Bulls had a run.
White Sox won a World Series in the last 20 years.
Cool, Josh. Your question here. Let me read this one since you wrote it in here for you. The Chicago Cubs traded away what seems to be their whole team. Beaten 1-0, being a Chicago sports fan is the worst city to be a sports fan.
Zero. New York. New York has losers upon losers. They've got all the money in the world, and they never do anything good. Besides, who is the, like, Giants? The only successful New York professional franchise?
I mean, the Yankees, you know, with a bunch of world titles.
Well, that was a long time ago. What have you done for me lately, Jeter? Please.
I mean, people could have said the same.
Big Derek.
People could have said the same thing about Wisconsin and the Packers. I mean, it's been since 2010, and then the Bucks have saved the state of Wisconsin. Otherwise, it's been titleless.
And we've had
the last decade. You could argue was one of the best times to be a Wisconsin sports fan. There's no doubt
because you've had a lot of close
runs.
Yeah.
But not the championship.
I'd rather get close than not get there at all, especially if I have a team like the Yankees that are supposed to be dominating. They spend all the money in the world, and then they just stink. Get me out of there. I mean, the Jets are, like, historically bad.
Yes.
The Rangers, historically bad.
Yes.
The Mets, historically bad, despite having a good run for a couple years.
Yeah. A couple World Series in there, though. I'm going to say zero. I'm going to say Oakland's the worst because they chased out the Raiders and then are in the process of chasing out the A's.
Because they're going to have no teams left anymore.
Chased them all away.
The Warriors were basically close to Oakland, right? Like the Golden State Warriors?
Oakland, yes, does claim the Warriors.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Didn't they move that like in a different area?
I think they wanted to move it to San Jose, but they kept it.
Like, the new arena is
Where is the new arena?
Oracle? I think Oracle's in Oakland.
Well, no, they built a brand new one. Like, a real fancy, real nice one. I don't know how we got lost in the weeds like that, but...
You led 1-0, Josh. You're the host.
I just wanted to take some shots at Chicago, and then I ended up roasting New York.
New York. Like, I literally teed you up to rip on the city that you wanted us to rip on.
That was just me being defiant.
And then he just decided to rip on something else.
I'm going to take 1-0. I'm just going to... Do that. Ooh, I made it.
That's pretty good. We're getting a lot of feedback on our draft that we did, our road trip snack draft in honor of Daniel Norris, the newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers. Some people are upset by some of the omissions that were not drafted. We'll get into some omissions next on Scouts and Rust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Stop! Oh, and wiggle with it. Yeah, stop! Oh, and wiggle with it. 369. And I just don't want to swear right now. Give it to me one more time. Get low. Get low. Get low. Get low. Get low. Get low. To the window!
To the wall!
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Even though I know...
The Milwaukee Brewers. Daniel Norris lives in a van during the offseason, a 1978 VW camper. That's what he lives in. So I kind of started talking about road trips, and then we had a road trip draft where we each drafted a snack, candy, and a drink for a road trip. Got some people weighing in on the patented official Skelzel and Brust talking text line, 800-990-3776. Andy and Madison saying, Arnold Palmer half and half, it's the Giannis Antetokounmpo of road trip drinks. It's a beast. Although he says Mike and Ike is the perfect road trip candy.
What? And Mike and Ike's are so 1995.
What? Like, just like one Mike and Ike is fine.
Also, Josh, a handful of Mike and Ike's fish. Like, Swedish fish are bland.
You're bland.
I mean, mine is kind of bland.
Yours stinks. I think you're the loser in the poll so far. You're the worst.
Oh, so now the poll is how we're doing this?
Well, yeah, the people are speaking. I'm not winning, but I'm not the worst.
Oh, this guy's winning?
I believe, Gabe, you are winning,
oh,
yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
You've doubled Josh and I right now.
Bobby Boucher has weighed in. He wants Flamin' Hot Fritos, Sweet Tart Bits Chewy, which I think is the thing that you picked.
I don't know. It doesn't sound the same.
What did you have?
Sweet Tart Mini Chewies.
It sounds...
Oh, yeah. Completely different.
Sounds exactly
way
the
off.
Same.
Swimmy Samsonite. That was way off. And then he also weighs in with Monster Nitro.
That's a bit aggressive.
There's... For me, I've done that... When you're in a car, you gotta taper how much energy you're taking in, because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, you don't want to be bouncing off the wall. Yeah, stuck
you
in
gotta
a chair.
Be careful.
I can't tell you the last time I had an energy drink. I think you outgrow the energy drink at some point.
Yeah, it's coffee or bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I in college, definitely had a bunch of energy drinks. Had some really cheap ones from Walmart, and Platteville had a very interesting selection of 99-cent energy drinks.
Never heard of the labels or brands, but they worked.
No, and I haven't heard of them since. Haven't seen them anywhere, but specifically at the Walmart in Platteville, Wisconsin.
There was a time where the energy drink was like the thing.
Yeah,
it was a massive growing industry. All sorts of types popped up.
I want to say, like 2006 to 2013.
It's about right.
The unofficial official mom is weighing in.
I asked Gabe if he knew who that was. He does not. That is Josh DiMaggio's mother, Brenda!
Oh, well, Brenda is questioning how we are leaving out the pull and peel licorice.
So that's the most mom answer.
She
licorice?
Does love it.
Kickstart Mountain Dew.
She's hip.
And a variety of single bags of chips. So you buy like the big box of variety, and that way you can kind of mix
kinda
it up.
That's kind of cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating, but it just shows why she's the official unofficial mom.
Yeah. Gotta bring enough snacks for everyone.
She's used to buying snacks for the car. What a sweetheart.
Kevin in Sheboygan. 800-990-3776 saying, Ben won the draft. Sweet Tart's better than Swedish Fish, but just barely, because Josh's other two are strong picks. His three would be Root Beer, Frito-Lay's Flamin' Hot Munchies Mix, and Sour Gummy Worms or Gummy Bears, depending upon the mood.
You know, munchies are an underrated snack.
How do you guys feel about the Flamin' Hot stuff, though?
It's too, like, it's like a niche thing. Like, you gotta be in the mood for it. It's not like... Every road trip I go on, I'm thinking I want the hot stuff.
I'm a Flamin' Hots guy. I do not love how much they dye your fingers. Especially on a road trip, you don't have as many options.
Well, and then I feel like you kind of forget. You know, you got all that dust on your finger. You rub your eyes.
It's on your clothes.
Next thing you know, you can't see.
It's a dangerous game.
It's bad if you're driving. It's really bad if you're driving.
Need both eyes when you drive. Well, you don't need, but preferred.
Preferable. Yeah. Very preferable. I've definitely done the thing where, like, one of my contacts is acting up, and I'm like, oh, boy. Gonna have to one-eye this thing for the rest of the way home.
Former producer of Scalzo and Brust chimes in. TJ underscore Hogan 11 is my favorite because that's how Greg had to read it every time. TJ underscore Hogan 11 says, Gabe by a landslide,
thank
all
you.
Caps.
Yeah.
32-ounce Gatorade is a bit aggressive. Gonna need a bathroom break. Unless you're Ben, then you have a free toilet.
That's what I'm saying. Bails you out. Although I don't know if you're going on a road trip, usually that's not solo. So I doubt you're just going to be, you know, relieving yourself in the Gatorade bottle with everybody else in the vehicle.
Dan the Party Pooper chimes in with, bad draft all around. I'd buy one of the nine items.
Well, thanks, bro.
Do you have any other suggestions?
Uh-oh. Does this mean I have to go to the bio now, Josh?
Yeah, what does
when
it
we
say?
Get, when we get bad responses on the Scalzo and Bruss Twitter, we like to go read the bios. Yesterday, what was it? Husband, hot wife, two kids, and a great
awesome dog.
Dad, husband, donuts, Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Glory Runner, 26.2 times 3, 13.1 times 11, Tough Mudder times 2.
What is this guy eating? Granola? That's his snacks? Homemade, Mr. Runner
hey,
guy?
Homemade granola. I mean, you're not a Tough Mudder without knowing how to make some homemade granola, Josh.
It's an impressive bio. I will give him
his
that.
His favorite drink's kombucha for road trips.
Now you're lashing out, Josh. Don't lash out too hard.
I got him, though. Roasted him.
Where do you guys land on trail mix? Matt from Janesville saying trail mix and Gatorade is the way to go for him. Mountain Dew amp if you're feeling sleepy. A lot of Mountain Dew coming in on the talking text
Dusky,
line.
Do the Dew, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I would do some late night driving from the Big Ten Network back to Madison at the time, and I would stop for a Dew. Absolutely.
A regular Dew or like this Kickstart?
Not
Mountain
Kickstart,
Dew amp?
No. A regular Dew with, or like, you know, they had cool looking flavors. I mean, I'll tell you what, the color of some
Baja
of those dudes, yeah, I mean, like the color's enticing. I'm not gonna lie.
Code red, Mountain Dew.
And you asked about trail mix. I want my trail mix to be as close to essentially just candy as humanly possible.
Literally as many M&Ms as possible.
Just give me peanuts and M&Ms.
Right, and like sometimes they'll throw in like
just make that
chocolate chunks and like you know you can. I don't want any raisins. I don't want dried fruit. I don't want none of that stuff.
I don't want no scrubs.
Give me the good stuff.
This, of course, all in honor of Daniel Norris, who is the you know one of the newest members of the Milwaukee Brewers. He lives in a VW camper during the off season. That's what he does.
Good for him, man. If you're going to live by yourself and you're going to live by in a camper, you're going to need some booze. And that's why you're going to need Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee Whiskey. Especially if a road trip. Stop on at Tennessee, you know, Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee Whiskey in their distillery. Absolutely amazing. And if you're looking to get that whiskey, go to the Explorium in Milwaukee. Go to Buck and Honey's in Madison and go to the Sendix franchise and pick yourself up a bottle of that wonderful Nelson's Greenbrier. That's how I celebrated the Milwaukee Bucks championship. Couple on the rocks, a nice glass of whiskey, sitting there, taking in the glory that Giannis, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton brought to the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. Hopefully we get to do the same with the Milwaukee Brewers. You need Tennessee whiskey in your life. And if you're going to need whiskey, you're going to go with Nelson's Greenbrier's Tennessee whiskey. Absolutely delicious, people. Again, get to Sendix, Explorium, or Buck and Honey's.
We are going to go pole dancing. Coming up next, Scalzo and Bruss.